Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Hour number two, football full circle, right here in Los Angeles. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. It is good to have you with us here. Carver in L.A., Lisi back at the mothership in New York, as we have got you for one more hour here on the grid. Joe, there's a lot happening. Even Gabriel Morenci in the house early today. Gabe's walking around as well, Joe. So, yeah, and he got – you talk about swag, bro. I mean, you talk about – Gabe got this really nice hookup here. I got to send this to Joe, Gabe. I mean, this is – this is incredible. You got to see this jacket that Gabe picked up. Oh, a little Super Bowl on the – yeah, we got to get the back, too. Look at that. That is sharp. I'm going to send this to Lisi right now. I'm going to get his thoughts on it.
Super Bowl Gabe, jacket?
Yes, he got this over at the shop. They got, like, this enormous NFL shop in this place, Joe. Like, it's basically half the convention center. You got to bring, like, $1,000 with you just to get anything in the place. It's unbelievable. It really is. It's tremendous.
Sharapan. I feel bad for Sharapan, right? I mean, I thought Sharapan was given, like, a gift card at Lids for, like, $1,000, and he went off one day. And then, you're right? I mean, I was like, all right, one hat, and it's like, all right, what did Sharapan get a $1,000 gift card from Lids? All right, okay, kid, here, go ahead. Here's $1,000. Go make yourself out.
Go get a couple of things. They got some great stuff in there, Joe. I'll try to bring you something home if I can find my
jerseys?
Way in there.
They got jerseys.
They do got jerseys. Gabe got a Beckham. He got this black Beckham jersey the other day. It looked really sweet. It had the Super Bowl logo on it. It was tremendous.
There you go.
There you go. Look at that jacket. That's a sweet jacket.
Track jacket. You know, it looks like it does. It looks a little retro. Like tell Gabe, like 1994. Remember the Olympic jackets? Back in,
yes.
It does.
That's probably what they're after. That's probably what the.
That's
from
the
when
look.
From when the Olympics.
I like it though.
Oh boy. We're here with you on the grid. We're off track today, baby. I love it. This is what I like. Now you've got me looking at these match bets. Because I was on the page with the other bet.
I know.
See, this is why I think
they're easy.
What do you mean they're easy? There's nothing easy, Joe.
Well,
what,
okay, we got two easier. Guys. We have two players. Pick one. I mean, think of it that
right.
way.
Right. So you want to go heads up. So, but here's I don't like a couple of them. Like, I don't like who will catch a pass first. That's too random. I think that.
No, that's.
Like, honestly, that's so random. Like, I will say this, though, Joe. Listen to this. You want an angle? Now, this only works if your team gets the ball first. Like, they have Kupp versus Chase. Who's going to catch the first pass?
Right.
Chase is plus 135. What if the Bengals get the ball first?
Right.
And he catches, like, well, that's now, like, it's you're flipping a coin and plus some, because if they don't get the ball first, chances are Kupp's going to get the catch before him at minus 170. But some of these are very tough.
Well, here's one.
Go ahead.
Okay. Chase and Kupp. Most receptions. I mean, Cooper Kupp is a clear favorite at minus 320. You're telling me Chase at plus 240 can't outdo Kupp in terms of most receptions?
What about the yardage? What about the receiving yards? I'd like that better for Chase versus Kupp. Chase is plus 140. Yes, they do. It's the first one on
there.
Receiving match bets, it's the first one. Plus 140 for Chase. I'd like the yards better than the catches, Joe, because Kupp's a machine. Like, he's going to catch a lot of balls. You know that. And I don't know if Chase, at the volume over there, especially if Jalen Ramsey actually, you know, does have a good game, and if he shadows him all over the place and shuts Chase down, that would be my worry with that bet, Joe. That would be my one worry.
Yeah, I mean, but it's such a significant minus 320. It's almost 3-1 in favor of Kupp. What if Beckham does a bulk of the damage? He had 11 targets, 9 receptions. I'm just saying.
11 targets and how many receptions, Joe?
Nine.
11 targets and 9 receptions. You see, that's the thing, though. He's such a little machine. Like, he just gets in there, and you know he's always going to get his volume. He's always going to get his catches, no matter what. Even if they're short, he's going to get them. So that's why
I believe that was OBJ, I said. OBJ had 11 targets with 9. You know.
And who's he matched up against? Who are they matching OBJ with?
6. Is it going to be Eli Apple?
First wide receiver. First wide receiver to reach 50 yards. I like these ones, Joe. Now, these ones can get spicy.
All right, go.
First wide receiver to reach 20 yards. Kupp versus Chase. Chase plus 125. That's kind of the same thing. That's a who gets the ball first type of bet.
How about 60? You get plus 220 with Chase. And Cooper Kupp is minus 300.
You see, now
plus.
That's one where I wouldn't mind doing it because it's not so much who's going to get the ball first. Chase can, you know, pop a big one early. That's, you know what, Joe? Even though I'm on the Rams, that's one that I could go Bengal flavor with. Taking
right.
Chase in that match, first to 60 against Kupp at plus 220. Should
right.
I add that to the list, Joe? Is that
yes.
one that I'm going to add
that's,
in here?
That's one that okay. we're doing together. I like that one.
Let me see here. I'm going to write that in, Joe. So first to 60.
Chase is plus 220.
Chase is plus 220. Okay, so that's in the bet. That's in the sheet of integrity, Joe. First wide receiver to reach. Let me go here. First wide receiver to reach 60.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. I'm sorry. I just wrote 70. How about that? All right, I'm writing that in, Joe. We're in for Chase plus 220 on that. All right, football full circle. Mike Carver here in Los Angeles, Super Bowl 56. Joe Lisi back at the mothership in New York. We're rocking on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back, football full circle. Coming at you right here, Mike Carver in Los Angeles. Joe Lisi back at the mothership in New York. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. So Adrian Peterson walked by, right, Joe? So
right.
I was actually, and somebody else had to come over. Is that Adrian Peterson? I go, yeah, that's him. He looks so small. He's a little dude. Like, do you remember him coming out of Oklahoma, Joe? Like, he wasn't a big back. He wasn't a big bruising back.
Right,
he was
wait a second.
Shifty speed guy, no?
Wait a second. You sure there's two Adrian Petersons, you know? One that played at Georgia Southern for Chicago, and the other one that was for Oklahoma.
No,
are we sure that
Joe,
you have the
Joe,
right Adrian
Joe,
Peterson?
Joe, are you serious right now? Joe.
I'm still
come
not.
On,
Peter,
on,
there was Adrian Peter. I'm just saying. Number 3 from Georgia Southern. Had a pretty good career with Chicago. I'm just saying, we're sure this is the AP that played with Tennessee this year?
Yes, the AP.
All right.
You mean it? Yes. Then, you know, MVP, the whole deal. Yeah. Yes.
All right,
that
he's
one.
Like 6'2", 235. You're telling me he doesn't
look
like that?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
All right. Okay. All right.
Not anymore. Right. We are, of course, here in Los Angeles. As things are picking up, I just saw your other boy, Austin Eckler, a couple of tables away, Joe. Austin
now, he's
Eckler
a buck 55. He's buck 55 wet.
Yeah, he's a little dude. He's a little dude. And Hardman, actually, do you see that picture? Hardman is actually, like, a little shorter than me. But you know
yeah,
what?
Here's the difference. Hardman's put together.
I don't have 4.2 speed. I don't have 4.2
no.
speed.
I mean, Hardman, you could tell he's in shape and he could take it to the house. Let me tell you.
Oh, please. You kidding me? No question. Andre Reed's still in real good shape, too, Joe. I'm trying my hardest to get Andre on. I've been working that. As you
Andre
know.
Reed? But,
yes, number 83. Try to get him in the mix, too, here over the next day or two.
All the Bills guys. Can we get some Dolphin guys? Is Marino
wait a second here,
there?
Joe. That's very unfair, considering just had a Georgia Bulldog here a couple minutes ago.
We had Golic on. He technically, Golic. I told him, I say Golic, right. All right, I'll give you a little.
That's some college. Come on. We got things cooking for you here, Joe. We try to take care of you. Let's go into a couple of other things here. Later this hour, we're going to talk to my boy JJ, John Jastrzemski, the Ringer, New York podcast. Oh, you mean old boy? That's my guy. That's me.
That's your guy. We're going to give it to him for Emmanuel Sanders yesterday.
Well, right after the show, I went right up to him and I said something. And then as we tried to unpeel the onion, it appears that there were several people that were responsible for that yesterday. And he got him 10 minutes later than he was supposed to get him. And then the next guy got him 10 minutes. So as much as I wanted to put all the blame on him, unfortunately, at the end of the day, I wasn't able to do that. So
you laid up.
Well, I didn't lay up. There was other people who told me that I needed to lay up because that's just not how the situation went. So that, you know, it is what it is, Joe. Sometimes everybody's trying to be nice. It's just like with you and Ben. You know, we reconcile the situation and we make sure everybody's on the same page. You know what I mean?
Got it. Understood.
All right, let's keep
moving. Now we're good. I just saw Sharapan tweet out a photo of Mecole Hardman as well. So,
yeah, but was it him like showing him his shoes? Is that what? Because he like we said, he had the sneaker company that we were pushing earlier for Mecole. I'm sure that Sharapan's probably a member of that. You try the sneakers.
He doesn't walk. I mean, he is out in public. Like he looks like, I mean, three different things. I can't see him. He lives in Vegas, going to like the mall with the family and like wearing three different, totally uncoordinated with Sharapan. He doesn't even match. It's like I'm telling you, I don't know. He's a completely off kilt here. I'm just saying.
Well,
no.
You're probably.
He looks
right,
like the tourist that comes in and down in Times Square that picks up the I Love New York hat with like the Brooklyn shirt. And then, you know what, we'll throw on Queen's pair of short. You know, I mean, that's the guy, like when you see him down in Times Square, you're like, hey, that's a tourist, right? That's the way Sharapan looks like. He doesn't, there's no matching scheme whatsoever.
There's no matching schemes. Let me see this. What do you got here?
He's all over the place. He's wearing blue, black, and orange.
So, Joe, I know that we do, we do football here, but I got to tell you, I mean, it's a monster trade in the NBA. I'm sure you had money on the Nets tonight, so you're not going to be happy with this. The Nets are trading Harden to the Sixers for Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, and two first-round picks. How about that? Big trade in the NBA. James Harden.
Well, Harden,
to the Sixers.
Right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say this about Philly, right? At least maybe now they can find some continuity. I mean, Simmons is gone, right? Who else did they trade?
Yep.
Curry.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a three-point specialist until you bet on his over prop, and then he scores 6 points, and he's 0-for-4 on threes.
Yep.
How could
yep.
you be a three-point specialist and not make a three? I don't understand.
And it's very true. It's very true. But now our cross-sport props, if we had any cooking here over the next couple days, we'll try to get some Brooklyn and 76er ones going in the mix. I did want to tell you, they finally put the first boost up on FanDuel. For the game. Now, let me see if I can entice you with this, Joe.
Go ahead.
Bengals and Rams to each score one rushing touchdown and one passing touchdown in the game. So we need, obviously, we're talking two touchdowns, one on each side, and we need one at least one rush and one pass. Boosted up to plus 400, Joe. For one rush,
yeah,
one
you
pass.
You can get
for
me
each
in on
team.
That. Yeah.
I mean,
quarterbacks are in play, and obviously it's everyone's in play. So for rushing,
everyone's
I mean, we're
play.
Not asking for two plus. Yeah. Two plus, I'd say no, but 4-1, Burrow one, Stafford at least one, passing, and then we got the running backs. Yeah, I like that. 4-1. You can get me in on that.
4-1. We're putting that on the list, Joe. We're both going to play that one. Okay?
Yeah, 4-1.
We're in the mix there.
Pass, rush. TD each.
There you go. All each right. with a rush, each with a pass. Now, I also, I forgot to give you these a couple of the other days this week. Last week with Wetzel, we talked about this, how Caesars puts up those boosts just for the day. They're only up there for
right.
4 hours. They actually have a couple of decent ones today, and whenever Van Jefferson is involved, I like to do it.
Okay.
Van Jefferson, first Rams player with a reception in the game, plus 650. So that I don't like that at all. That's you can't because it's just... we want him to get one big catch. We can't bet him to be the first guy to catch the ball.
Nah.
Game, Joe. That's not something that
flip
I want to
flip a coin.
Be
what if Cincinnati? Nah, I don't like it.
I don't like it. Stafford and Burrow, each over 24.5 pass completions. So over 24.5 completions for both of them at plus 360. I need more probably, Joe. Like, what's their numbers? Let me just see what their their completion numbers on FanDuel. Let's take a look here. We like to do this. We mix and match. See if we can get ourselves the right number. We need quarterback, passing props. Let's see what we have here.
There it is.
Burrow, here you go. Completions. What do we got for each guy? 24. They're both 24.5. So are they actually giving us a boost? We played this game with Wetzel last week. You do it on FanDuel. You can't put them together on FanDuel over and over completions. But it's minus 108 for Burrow, minus 114 for Stafford. That's probably about right, Joe, at plus 360. That's probably.
I would
exactly
lean to the yes,
to.
Just because I think that it's going to be a high-scoring game, so both right. offenses will be throwing and chucking. Plus, we have guys that can catch yards after catch. Chase, Higgins, we got yes. OBJ and Cooper Kupp. So you know, slant routes and hitch patterns, those are in play, right? And then the running backs as
right.
well. We have four running backs that can catch the football out of the backfield: Michelle, Akers, Piran, and Mixon. So yeah, I say over on both.
Cam Akers over 1.5 touchdowns, plus 575.
I don't like that. I don't like it because he's banged up, number one, with the shoulder, and number two.
Well, can you give me some actual, like, boost, Joe? Like, give me plus 800 on that. Like, what's this plus 575? Give me something I can actually make some money on. All right, football full circle. Coming at you here from Los Angeles, Super Bowl 56, Carver in L.A. We have Joe Lisi back at the mothership. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We keep rolling after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Football full circle coming at you right here from Los Angeles, Super Bowl 56. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Good to have you with us here today. Carver in L.A., Lisi back at the mothership in New York. I'll tell you, Troy Aikman, a big dude, Joe. I mean, that's a big
dude. He's a workout
Troy.
Guy. He's a workout
He
dude.
Is.
Respect
yes,
Troy.
Tell.
Respect
yes.
Troy. I think he
well,
got
you respect...
in.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say when he hurt his back with Dallas at the end of his career, he became a big workout guy. I respect that. He's in his 50s. He's pumping the iron. Could kick
well,
some
like
ass.
You.
Nothing wrong with that.
Well, you do the same thing. I mean, you're constantly lifting the weights. You're constantly in the gym. You're constantly making it happen. Right?
I
That's what you do,
back.
Bro.
After a brief hiatus of a couple of weeks with being banged up, right? I got back last night, Carver. We're for a quick lift. So
well, that was one
good.
Of the things that was one of the things that Pharrell is. You know, the gym isn't up to his standards at the hotel. They only have a couple of treadmills that he can run on that you can run on. And there's only like a couple of weights. There's no bench. He's like, there's no bench here. I gotta just lift weights. So they only got up to 40 pounds. They gotta lift. So he wasn't. You know, the gym situation wasn't adequate for him.
All right.
So that's, All right. There you go. All right. So we keep rolling here. I had one more of those Caesars ones for you, Joe.
Yeah, what do you have on that? I like that,
this
actually, that they put it up for a limited time.
It's only up for 4 hours. So from noon east to 4 east is the only time that you can get these. A Cooper Kupp touchdown in the Super Bowl combined with Chase Elliott winning the Daytona 500. Do you know who Chase Elliott is, Joe? Have you heard of Chase Elliott before?
Like, is Chase Elliott like Ricky Bobby or Dick Trickle back in the day or no?
Cole Trickle. Cold
no, no, no. Dick Trickle was the actual racer, by the way.
Okay, I'm
see,
sorry.
See, well, I Cole follow Trickle. NASCAR with Terry Labonte. And Days of Thunder was Cole Trickle. The real
That's
racer was
said.
Dick
I
Trickle and Terry Labonte. All right? Cale Yarborough. All right? Let's go back.
You're right about that, Joe. So you're not in on the Daytona 500 cross sport prop. You don't want to. No. You don't want to do that, huh?
That's completely like, I mean, 500 laps. I mean, how do you know? I tell you what, though. I do, when I had to cover in-game over the last 2 years, I did, and the Daytona starter, I would jump in with like 30 laps to go. Why not? Right? You have a shot.
No, you do have a shot. So, Joe, right now here in Los Angeles, Radio Row, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, one of my best friends. And he comes in a different manner today. Like JJ, John Jastrzemski, The Ringer, New York podcast, joins us now, Joe. Now, JJ, I love you. You've come in the last few days very mellow. Like you had kind of, I'm in. You know, you didn't have that extra jump in your step. Today, jacket, bucks, the whole deal. You've had a little extra move when you came through the gate and you came in here today.
Yeah, it's an interesting point, Mikey, because I think it's Thursday at Radio Row.
Yeah,
I just downed the Starbucks. Breakfast at the hotel was fabulous.
There you go.
And I just did a spot with the props guys a few minutes ago.
Oh.
And then I get off the air and I find out James Harden got traded.
Yeah.
Got traded.
Big
good
day.
Move. Good move for the Nets, by the
Very
way.
Very good new move for
I
the
mean,
Nets.
For a guy who's an absolute dog and didn't want to be there, they go and get Curry. And then you know who else they get? Simmons there is going to be perfect because nobody cares about the Nets.
Yeah.
So his antics as far as not showing up, doing God knows what, he can blend in fine. He could get an apartment next to me in Brooklyn.
If there was ever a witness protection program of New York team sports, it's actually the Nets.
100%.
It's the team that you can actually disappear and nobody will know locally. Things nobody cares
And
about.
He doesn't have to be the main guy on that
no,
team.
He
can kind of blend in. That'll be a good move for them. And they get Curry, who could shoot the lights out from three. I love
it. So what, you were with Sharapan over there? Is
yeah.
that who you were talking to?
Yeah.
So Sharapan made you a couple minutes late.
So you can blame
so
him.
So you see that, Joe. Joe, you right. see what happens here. Now, yesterday, it wasn't JJ's fault. Emmanuel Sanders was, like, moving around the room.
Well, let me tell you something.
Here we
let
go,
me tell you
JJ.
Something.
He was late. He
let
was
me tell you something, fellas. We wanted Emmanuel Sanders on Sports Grid. We understand that. These PR people,
I mean,
don't get me
they're
started.
Tough.
Every interview we have had with New York, has anybody showed up to an interview on time?
No, not at all.
I mean, listen.
At any table.
I don't show up to much on time. Let's be honest.
Oh.
They're all running on Jastrzemski time, basically.
You came in with
love it.
Step today, though.
Oh, I'm ready to go.
He's got a little extra step with the jacket today.
I'm ready
it.
To go.
I love
even
it.
Brought,
JJ's
I even brought
like
the
me,
gear to change
up.
Into after this. I'm ready tonight, too.
It's going to be a scene.
We got the pink tie. We've got everything working in the bag today.
I mean, I think I'm rocking the jacket.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, you keep what you're doing right now, you got to keep that the whole rest of the day.
Well, that's fine. Maybe have another one of these. Then we mix in a
up.
Couple of mojitos, and away we go.
Let's talk about the game, Johnny. Rams and the Bengals this Sunday. When you walk around this room, and it bothers my partner Joe here, you know, everybody basically saying, Burrow, it's his time. Burrow's going to win this game. Burrow's going to do that. I know that me and you do not feel that that is the case.
Absolutely not. And listen, I'm invested in the Rams going back to the beginning of the year. So I've been on the Rams since day one.
You have.
You nailed it. Everybody here seems to like Cincinnati. I think it's because it's like a sexier story.
Yeah.
Burrow's a stud. Second year he's in a Super Bowl. I get the sense, you know, this mercenary group for the Rams, nobody wants to back Miller, nobody wants to back Donald, nobody wants to back a defensive line that should be able to wreck what Cincinnati has at the point of attack. Hold on a second now. Cincinnati gave up 9 sacks, right, to the Tennessee Titans. The Los Angeles Rams defense on that front is just as good, if not better, than Tennessee. So what is changing there? I mean, explain that to me. And Stafford could play. The hate that Matthew Stafford has gotten that I've noticed over the last, I just did a spot a few minutes ago. They're like, aren't you fearful that Stafford's going to screw it up? Hold on a second, screw it up. They were tied with everything going against them against Tampa.
Yep.
Everything went against them in that game.
No question.
The old Stafford probably throws a pick. Something weird happens, they lose a game. He drops the ball 50 yards down the field to Cup. What's wrong with Matthew Stafford?
Nothing. Go ahead, Joe.
Wait, Carver. Don't. Come on now. We know what's wrong with Matt Stafford. 3 games, 3 pick sixes, JJ. That's the downside of Matt Stafford. Come on now. Now I'm amped up. I'll just say this. The love for Aaron Donald is beyond. Like, this guy, they put him into the Hall of Fame already.
He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
The next. He is Bruce Smith, Richard Dent, and Reggie White combined. That's the way the media, especially in New York and L.A., have just put this guy on a pedestal. Enough already. I'll just say this.
I mean, he's really good, though.
He's really good. He's not Reggie White good. Is he?
I mean, he's going to be one of the best defensive linemen in the history of the NFL.
He's close, Joe.
Now, he's different because he's an interior guy. You know what I mean? Like, the Reggie White and the Lawrence Taylor is going to be sexier because they get after the quarterback a lot more. Yeah. Like, Aaron Donald's not going to wow you from that standpoint, but he's going to take two or three defenders basically every single play.
Yeah.
How does he not?
No, I agree. John Randall did that, though, too. And John Randall, I thought, was a pretty good Hall of Famer, too. We'll see. We'll see. Now, are you leaning to the under or over here? I want to settle a score with Carver because I'm in on the over. I want to know if you're leaning to the under in this matchup.
You're really going to hate me because I'm on the under in this game, too.
I mean, listen,
in a Super Bowl, when in doubt, playing under. These teams usually get off to sluggish starts. You're talking about a week and a half, 2 weeks of not playing. And here's the other thing I don't like from an over perspective in this game. The Bengals, even in their wins in this postseason, how many field goals, how many times have we seen Evan McPherson out there? And I'll give you one element that scares me from a Rams perspective. Bengals have a big leg up with the field goal kicker.
Oh,
Gay stinks.
Gay's awful.
Gay was short from like 40-some yards against Tampa. McPherson is automatic. They get inside the 40-yard line, he's nailing a field goal. But from just a total perspective, here, Joe, I just don't trust the Bengals and the Rams to finish drives enough, especially with the layoff.
I just feel like this is a game where I'm not only playing the under in the game, I'm playing the under in the first quarter. Leave it sitting at like 10 or something like that. I think it's going to be maybe a 0-0 type of first quarter. We've already seen what McVay wants to do. All right, he wants to slow the game down. He wants to play the game tight. And we saw Taylor at the beginning of the Chief game. What did he do the first three drives? Run, incomplete,
screen pass,
punt.
Screen
run,
pass.
Run, incomplete, or screen pass, punt. You know, they got off to a very slow start. I think that he wants to do the same type of things here. You made a good point about the kickers, though. We go over on the McPherson props.
I like that.
Because McPherson, I feel like that's going to be a situation. He does kick a lot of field goals for them.
You know, I was thinking about one, guys. Piran.
Yeah.
We were all in on Mixon a couple weeks ago, Carver. Yeah. We talked about this in our text chain. Piran comes in on these third downs. I think his receiving prop is like 8.5 or 9.
Half.
Oh, went up to 10.5.
10.5.
I did not see that. I still like it.
I still like it.
Because all it takes is one basic dump off. He gets 10, 11 yards. Bang. You win your prop.
What about, could we get JJ in on the prop where McPherson gets 8 points and what was it, five touchdowns?
That's a great prop. We'll like that even for, it's a good under prop. It was McPherson over 8 points and Burrow to throw a touchdown or something like that, or two touchdowns maybe for Burrow.
Wait, can we find this?
It's on FanDuel. It's on FanDuel.
Oh, FanDuel has it? Excellent.
It's just, JJ, 700-plus markets on FanDuel for this game.
Oh, it's outrageous.
Like, you're trying to
it's actually overwhelming the amount of stuff that's out there. It's a little overwhelming.
It's crazy. And especially now, like, for us being in New York and having all the books. And they're all offering you nuts. I mean, FanDuel's got all, Caesars has them all. DK's got them all. I mean, they're just rolling in props all over the place.
Well, the worst part about it is being here in Los Angeles, Joe, you get teased because, you know, I'm getting on the plane. I'm looking at the markets. Now I go on the FanDuel now. Wonderful. And listen, I'm not going to complain about being in California. It is 85 degrees. There's a glow. It's, you know, I'm singing Hotel California walking over to Radio Row today.
What a day.
I mean,
what a beautiful morning,
I mean, you
bro.
Think about this. You're here, and you wonder why we live in New York.
It's,
I mean, what are we doing? How stupid are we?
It is so beautiful. I was walking over here this morning. Joe, you would have loved every second of it. All right, John Jastrzemski, The Ringer, New York. The podcast is excellent. Please check it out. Carver and Lisi, Los Angeles, Super Bowl 56. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We keep rolling right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're back. Football Full Circle. Coming at you right here. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Carver in Los Angeles. We've got Joe Lisi back at the mothership in New York. As the room is abuzz, Joe. There's a lot going on right now here in Los Angeles. Good stuff from JJ. Now, we had brought up the McPherson thing. I want to make sure we get it right, Joe. So can you please one more time let everybody know what that McPherson prop was and what it was mixed with? Because I had said Burrow touchdown passes. That is wrong, Joe. What exactly is it?
It's McPherson 8-plus points and Burrow 15-plus rushing yards for plus 250 on FanDuel.
Now, hold on a second. And Burrow, how many? Over 15 rushing yards? Is that
correct?
What that? 15-plus rush yards. And that's
which
paying what?
Have.
What's that paying?
250.
250. All right. So there you go. That's on the list, Joe. All right. We're putting that in. Good job by you. That is one of our favorite ones. We like that.
I think
he's going to be kicking a lot of field goals. So that's definitely something that we want to do. Now, they had that longest player to have the longest reception. Do they do the same thing with a rush, Joe? Can I get that on a rush prop? I just want to see if they have, if you could pick the player to have the longest rush here. Let's do rushing props. It's probably in the same area right around there that is.
I'm looking. I don't see it.
They might not have it up because they don't, you know, with Michelle and all this stuff.
I know, but that screws you up, right?
It does. I feel like the rushing props, and we talked about this yesterday or the day before, I feel like the rushing props are getting a little...
All right.
They're not giving you the full plate because of the uncertainty of who's
Carver,
playing, et cetera.
Carver, yes. I have a great one for us.
Go ahead.
Great one. I can't believe I didn't even see this. Okay?
Okay.
FanDuel, we talk about what they put up. They have total yardage of all the touchdowns scored in the game.
Where is that?
74 and a half game props.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Where did you find this?
So go to game props. Go to game props. Scroll all the way down. Total yardage of the Rams touchdowns, 32 and a half. Total yardage of the Bengals touchdowns, total, 27 and a half. Why don't we go over on all of them?
Wait a second here. Time out. I'm trying to find this, Joe. We got to read some fine print here.
Go
slow.
Can't
be as easy as it sounds.
There's no fine print.
All right, here we go. Total yardage of all Ram touchdowns scored. That's what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the first one. All the touchdowns scored in the game.
Okay, all the touchdowns scored in the game. Let's see what that is.
74 and a half.
Now, let me try to get this right, Joe. So you're talking every touchdown, the combined yardage. So obviously you could have a 15-yard touchdown, a 10-yard touchdown,
right,
a 5-yard touchdown. You could also have a 75-yard touchdown.
Right.
So
correct.
You want to go over the 74 and a half,
correct,
minus 158. That's where you want to try to get yourself involved in here. That's what you want
to
do.
Yeah, and I think we should go over.
I like this,
teams.
but I don't like laying in. I mean, I'm laying 158.
Well, can you put it in? I'm curious if we could put it in a prop.
No, they're not going to let you. They're not going to let you
let me
do
see
that. This is a standalone prop that they have for this. Standalone prop.
I don't like.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't like when they do that. I mean, don't offer.
But they
it
do
if
that.
You can't
that's,
same game
they don't.
Parlay.
But you got to remember, for this game, Joe, there's 700 plus things that they put on the site. So you got
to
go only on the SGP tab.
You know?
Well, you're probably right
same
about
game,
that. But you have to go
everything.
To the,
what does
to
it
the
matter?
SGP tab to get all the stuff that they offer for SGPs. There's two different things that we're talking about here. But I think this is a good bet if you don't mind laying the juice. If you don't mind laying the 158, Joe, I think over 74 and a half. I mean, like you said, you could get that on one go. You can get that on one blast. And, you know, I think it's a solid bet, Joe. And it's probably one of the few ones that I'd be worth laying the juice with. Right?
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. So, I mean, did you also see this one in terms of the trio? First touchdown scorer trio.
Where
Cup, Akers, Jamar Chase, plus 155. Any of the Los Angeles Rams defense, Cincinnati defense, or Joe Burrow to score first touchdown, 9-1.
Is this also under the game props, Joe? Is that where you have
this?
Where,
correct.
Where do you have this?
Game All the way props. At the bottom.
All the way at the bottom, huh? I do not see that, Joe. I'm looking.
Right under the total yardage scored for Cincinnati.
Well, the total yardage scored for Cincinnati. Will there be a scorigami? I don't see it, Joe. I'm sorry. I'm trying. Keep telling me about it again. What's the?
All right.
Give me the breakdown on it again. Tell me what it is.
First touchdown scorer trio. Okay. So they give you three specific players and/or
units. I see it now. I see it now. Go ahead.
All right. So any of Matt Stafford, Joe Burrow, or C.J. Uzomah, who's banged up, to score first touchdown is 9-1. Any Cooper Kupp, Jamar Chase, or Joe Mixon to score the first touchdown, plus 175. Okay. You like any of that?
It's not bad. Yeah, these are new. We usually don't see stuff like this. So this is definitely a different kind of market.
It's like any time touchdown scorer, first touchdown scorer, instead of putting one player down, you got three.
I like it. We got to find the right comp. Well, no, I like it because I don't really like playing the first touchdowns. You know that. But in a situation like this where we get a little bit, a little bit bang for our buck, you should say, and I've got three options as opposed to one, I probably like that a little bit more, Joe. I do like that a little bit more. So we just need to find our right trio. Like, of all these trios that they're offering you here, there's a ton, Joe. I mean, there's got to be 20-plus of these things here. So which trio do you want to go with? You know, you go with Kupp, Akers, Mixon. You can go with Chase,
and they're
Mixon,
all
Odell.
Over the place. They didn't list them in, like, numerical order.
There's absolutely... There's no rhyme or reason to this whatsoever. No rhyme or reason to this whatsoever.
All right, why don't we do this one? I like this one.
Go ahead.
Any Cam Akers, Joe Mixon, or T. Higgins to score the first touchdown, plus 230?
Not awful. I could get behind that.
I like that, and I like this one.
Put that trio in the pot.
I like this one. Any Joe Mixon, OBJ, or T. Higgins to score the first touchdown at plus 270?
All right, so you said it was Mixon, Beckham, and Higgins? Is that the three?
Correct. Plus 270.
Beckham, Mixon.
Those are the two I like.
I like those as well, Joe. If you want, but here's the thing with this. I can't bet a couple of them. I got to pick one, and that's it. Because if I do hit this bet, it's got to be everything or nothing for me when it comes to a first touchdown score bet.
So, but that's why I like it, because they have both players, both sides involved.
Right.
Meaning, like, we're getting a piece of the Rams and we're getting a piece of two players on the Bengals. Or you could do two players on the Rams and one player on the Bengals. So you still got
a shot. I'll go Rams since I think they're going to win the game. So I want two Rams in mine, okay? Is that all right with you?
All right, here you go. Any Cooper Kupp, Akers, or T. Higgins first touchdown, plus 175.
Yeah, I want more than two, to be quite honest with you. I'd like more than 2-1. I'm greedy, Joe. Remember how I took you to task for being greedy the other day?
All right, here's more than 2-1.
I'm doing that now myself. Yes.
All right, Cam Akers, OBJ, and Mixon, plus 210.
Cam Akers, OBJ, Mixon, sold. Bang. Done. You did it, Joe.
There you go.
Give me that one. How far down the list is that one? That one is up or down?
Like,
where is that
middle.
One on this list?
It's like towards the bottom.
Towards the bottom?
Yep.
And you said that was 210?
Yep.
Akers, Mixon, Odell. There it is. I see it. Okay. You sold me, Joe. I'm in on that one. That's
can
my
I get
one,
you
okay?
on the over now, 48.5?
No, you're not getting me in on the over.
I noticed your boy JJ just, echoed your sentiments. Dead under.
Well, me and him are on the, me and Brandon Lang yesterday. Sounds like me and JJ were on the same page for a lot of stuff. So I know I know the alarms are going off, Joe.
You got the telescope? See, I would like to be there with you, right? Just to see when you say when everybody is talking about the Bengals and Joey Silk. I would like to see who's in on the Rams. And then gauge, is that guy or is that woman?
Let me tell you.
And then let me gauge, and I'll see.
You walk around this place, I mean, 80% of the people are on the Bengals, Joe. So that's as much as it gets. Everybody
they might just be throwing that out. They're just throwing that out because they don't know. Yeah, Joe Burrow.
They love Joey Silk. Joe Silk.
Well, Joe Silk. They love Tom Brady, too, back in the day when he won the Super Bowl against Kurt Warner and Marshall Faulk. Just say that.
Man, Star was born that day. God, did they get robbed. It was one of the bigger crimes in NFL history. There's absolutely no way that the Rams should have lost that game. Belichick, the cheating. It took them a whole half to figure out that they knew the plays. Ah, that was awful. What happened in the second half of that game, Joe, when the Rams figured out that they knew all the plays? What happened when they finally changed things up?
What do you feel for about? They still lost.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm saying Warner threw for about 350 in the second half after they figured out that they knew the plays. So they got screwed.
Carver, That's all part
absolutely
of the game. Belichick just smarter than everybody else. That's all.
Taping someone's practice is part of the game. Learning all their plays is part of the game. It's unethical, Joe. Unethical. I would figure a man of higher formal
common practice
moral,
across the
moral
NFL.
Moral fiber like you, high moral fiber like Joe Lisi would be all right to, you know, wouldn't be in on this. I can't believe
I would
it.
Just say in the biggest game of your life, you got to break tendency. If the Rams played it, you know, straight up with Mike Martz and the crew, hey, is one person to blame, right? Martz.
You're right about that. I still think that they got absolutely robbed in that Super Bowl, Joe. We are winding down here. I am not going to be with you, of course, for the last segment as we've got to do the change out. We have Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside coming up next on Sports Grid Radio. They'll also be on Sports Grid TV with, I guess, what it's like the early line too, right, Joe? Because they do the morning. Now
I guess, yeah.
For this week in Los Angeles, they've got like a second early line where they come in. And they're in the hot seat, man. Yesterday, it was like the carousel of people that were coming in and out of here. It was crazy, Joe. Yesterday for Donnie and Kevin, crazy.
What was it, all football based, or was there a couple of?
All football based. Today, I mean, listen, you got this big Harden trade. Everybody keeps talking about. You know that KW
right.
is going to be very excited about that, but. They have so many guests, they might not get to talk about the Harden trade, Joe. They're just going to start.
They're going to lead off with that.
This is the time when everybody walks in the room, believe it or not. I've noticed.
Is it real?
Around 11 a.m. L.A. time, that's when the room starts to really get juiced, gets going.
Well, that's good.
You love to have that.
Prepped and ready for Super Bowl 56, Carl.
So before we get out of here, tomorrow we've got a big show, Joe. We have a lot going on tomorrow. Pierre Garçon's going to be with us. We've got Sharapan's going to come by and give us some props. We have several other things that are in the hopper as well. So, Joe, I will see you tomorrow. You will finish up the show as we do the change out over here in Los Angeles. So, football full circle. Carver, Lisi, L.A., Super Bowl 56, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Joe finishes you off right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Pro Football Full Circle, Joe Lisi and Mike Carver wrapping up today's show. Mike is rubbing elbows with all the celebrities, pro football players, getting ready for later with Scott Farrell and the crew. Coming up next, early line, Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside will get you prepped and ready for all the action, not just in the NFL, but obviously NBA, NHL as well. We talked about some prop bets in terms of the receivers today and running backs. A couple of the quarterback ones are pretty interesting, and I didn't get a chance to talk about this with Carver in terms of we talked about potential for a quarterback to throw for over 400. I believe Burrow has the best shot out of both quarterbacks. It's plus 550 on FanDuel right now, but they have the longest touchdown pass for both Stafford and Burrow listed at under and over 12.5, and I like over for both. You have OBJ, you have Cooper Kupp. Obviously, if they're inside the 20, this bet is null and void, and then you go with the under. But if they do attack both defenses over the top, especially in terms of the vertical passing game, you have a shot. Over 12.5 for Stafford is plus 100, even money. That's not bad. And then for Burrow, you're getting plus 110. You're telling me T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, Jamar Chase can't attack Jalen Ramsey? And like I mentioned, old man Eric Waddle? Waddle? I mean, come on. That's plus 110. You want to give me a shot on that? I love it. I'll take a shot. Love that. And now, first quarter passing yards for both quarterbacks. Stafford at 64.5. Burrow at 62.5, it's minus 110 either way across the board. I think there's going to be a lot of points. I think both offenses will look to get into a rhythm early. I don't think there's much of a feeling out process in terms of the running game. I expect both of these offenses to run a little bit of tempo early and often. Give me over Joe Burrow 62.5 at minus 110. For tomorrow, Mike and I will give our best props, also our best bets for the game. For Andrew Torres, Mike Carver, I'm Joe Lisi. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. Early line coming up next.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.